Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, and we know that God hates liars, all liars,
is sin. In other words, you know, God does not want us to lie, nor does he want us to have any part with that. We know that what happens in result, all liars will be found in the lake of fire, as we talked about the spirit of lying, praise God. And so this is one of the symptoms of this spirit is lies. Their base, their power base is not in truth, it's not in soundness, it's not in a sound doctrine, but lies, praise God. Another symptom is a seared conscience. And we're living in a day now where there's some that their consciences have been seared. When your conscience is seared, praise God, it becomes dull to the truth, praise God, to where you do the opposite of what God would have you to do. James 1:14 says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Now, again, temptation, testing, sin, doctrine, false doctrine, if you will. Praise God, this stuff just doesn't happen overnight. Amen. Seeds are sown. Amen. And it takes a while for them to germinate sometimes. Praise God. So you may not fall off the bandwagon, if you will, right away, but the potential is there when bad seed or seed is sown that's not healthy, that's not from God. Amen. So we do not want our conscience to be seared with a hot iron, praise God, because that is just really not a good thing, beloved. But many are not believing and not heeding the truth of the word of God in this hour. And so it's a danger because it opens ourselves up. We're opened up when we don't want to hear the truth. Amen. When we turn a deaf ear to the truth, praise God, it leaves the potential for us to go another way, if you will, praise God. And we don't want that. We want to stay in the word of God, praise the Lord. Now, another symptom is deception, praise God. And let's go over to Romans 7, amen, and verse 11. And we're talking about seducing spirits, amen. Romans 7:11 says, "For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me." Now this is Paul talking about sin and the allurements of sin and what sin will do. Praise God. This is why we as believers must make sure that we walk right with God, that we do not walk in sin any kind of way. Praise God, that we make sure that, amen, our lives are clean. Praise God, that we are pleasing to God, that we're doing the things that God would have us to do, amen, to keep us from, amen, any type of sin and deception. Praise God. 2 Timothy 3:13. It says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." But Paul says this in verse 14, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Praise God. Now, we shared the scripture. I believe I read the scripture a while back. But anyway, the word is telling us that evil men and seducers are going to get worse. Praise God. We are in the latter times, so we know that these things are going to happen. Amen. They are very grievous to see. Praise God. Amen. When you see people that you know have walked in God and preached the word, amen, and you've seen the power of God manifested in their lives, and all of a sudden, praise God, you can no longer fellowship with them because of the things that they're teaching and the lifestyle that they're leading as a result of their teaching. Praise God. It's very grievous, but the Bible says evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Praise God. But we have to continue in the word. We have to hold fast. And one of the things that the Lord brought to my attention some time ago is the foundation that we were built on, praise God. And the Lord told me, he said, "Deb, it's a good foundation, it's a firm foundation. Stick to the foundation, amen, that you have," which simply was taught the basic principles of God, living right, living holy, praise God, and sound doctrine, sound teaching, praise God. A lot of things that we're hearing today is not sound. Praise God, it's not coming from the word. Praise God, so we've got to be sure, amen, when we hear the word, amen, that we can go back to the word of God, amen, and God can confirm his word, and we see in the word what's being said, praise God, and we build on that. Stick to the word of God. Stick to your foundation. There are a lot of revelations, quote unquote, amen, people are coming up with all kinds of things. Sounds good, but not based in the word. Amen. So we must be very, very careful, beloved, that what we teach, what we preach is sound word. Praise God. We need to hear the word of the Lord now. We need to hear what the Lord is saying. Praise God. And then we walk therein. Praise God. Now let's go a little further. Let's go over to 2 Thessalonians, amen, chapter 2, and let's read verse 10. Praise God. And we're going to go back and read, let's start at verse 8. It says, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Now, this is really the mark of Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist. We know the spirit of Antichrist is in the world. Deception is in the land. Amen. Many are being deceived. Many are taking their eyes off God, even, and putting their eyes on man. We must keep our eyes on God, beloved, even in our churches and among our ministries. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Praise God. Keep your eyes on God. Amen. Continue to seek the face of God. Continue, amen, to press into God and get a close relationship with him. Stay close to God. Praise God. Now let's read 1 John. Let's go over there. 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 26. The scripture says, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us." Now, these are people that knew God, but backslid and became apostates. Amen. And this is happening today. This is happening. Praise God. "For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." The Holy Ghost is our teacher. Praise God. He will lead us and guide us. He's our instructor. Amen. He's going to let us know what's what. Praise God. "I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also." We must confess and we must know that Jesus is Lord. Jesus came in the flesh. Jesus is God's Son. He died on the cross for our sins, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may have eternal life. Praise God. So we must know who Jesus is, and we must accept him and not deny him. Praise God. "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father." It's so important, beloved, that we abide in Christ, that we remain in him, that the things that he's taught us, that we adhere to it, that we follow Jesus, follow his word. We can get to know him even more by getting in the word, getting in the gospels. Praise walked, where he preached, where he taught, how he conducted himself. Praise God, the miracles that were performed, the healings that were performed. There's so much rich word in the Gospels, and we need to know it. Amen. We must get in it and devour it. We must let it get in us. In other words, let the word get in you. Praise God. This is how we're going to make it in this hour. Preach Jesus. That's what the disciples did. They did not preach their own doctrine. They didn't preach their own thing. They preached the word. Amen. They knew. They let the people know who Jesus was. Praise God. And this is what we must do in this hour. Praise the Lord. We must let people know who Jesus is. Praise God. Amen. So I'm going to read that verse again. It says, let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And Paul is also, or John, this is John talking, he's also, amen, telling them basically to stay balanced, stay level. Amen. Stay firm. Keep your foundation. Praise the Lord. The things that John was taught and the apostles were taught, amen, they knew it was straight from the Lord. Amen. And then they taught it to others. And this is what we must do. Praise God. The more we learn of Jesus, the more we ought to share it. Praise God. Be careful what you're hearing. A lot of the things that we're hearing is not sound. Praise God. It's not sound teaching. It has no substance. Praise God. So we make sure that we get substance. We get it from the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 25 says, and this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. And God is the one that gives us eternal life when we accept the Lord, when we believe on him. Praise God. We're going to have eternal life. Praise God. It comes through Jesus Christ. Amen. And the ultimate is that we live eternally with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, verse 26 says, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Praise God. Now, the reason he wrote these is because of the seduction and the deception that was going out. So he was warning the people, praise God, to continue in the word. And this is what we must do. We're encouraging you today, beloved, to stay in the word. Hide yourself in the word of God. Praise God. Can't say that enough. Praise the Lord that what we need is the word. Amen. God will support us. God will sustain us. God will keep us. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost will see us through no matter what we may have to endure or go through. Praise God. The Lord will see us through. Amen. So another symptom we just talked about was deception. Praise God. Another deception is to wander from the truth, to depart from the truth. Praise God. 2 Timothy 3:13. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:13. Again, it says, praise God, and we read it earlier. I'm going to read it again. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Let's go over to Deuteronomy 13:6-8. Amen. Deuteronomy 13. Amen. We're reading a lot of scriptures because this is where we get our information from, the word. Amen. Everything is seated in the word. Amen. Deuteronomy 13:6-8, it says, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or the son, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth, thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him. So this is really a good scripture, because really the word is saying here, evil influences and people that would seduce you, lead you astray, praise God, they were not to have any dealings with. They were to resist the enemy, praise God, and resist him. them through people that were trying to entice them to do wrong. God always warns us, beloved. He always will give us a warning if we would heed to the warning. Praise God, it would save us a lot of hardship and a lot of trouble. Praise God, even as young people, amen, sometimes our parents would warn us, stay away from this person, stay away from that person, because they could see that the road that that person was on wasn't healthy, and they did not want us to be a part of that. Praise God. Amen. So we have to be very, very careful, praise God, that if someone is trying to tell you to go another way or open you up to something that's not healthy, you have to resist that. Amen. It, to stay healthy, you've got to resist it. And sometimes, amen, that calls for us to be, amen, kind of firm, praise the Lord. Say, no, you know what? I can't partake in that. I can't have any dealings in that. Praise God. And sometimes people don't like it when we tell the truth, but we must tell the truth in this hour. There's so much going on. It's so easy to get off. It doesn't take much to slip over onto the other side, if you will, or just to slip out of pocket. Amen. So we must stay balanced. Praise God, this is a time where, you know, through prayer, amen, we can hang in there and you won't be popular, amen, when you stand for right and you do what's right, praise God, and you refuse to compromise. A lot of times people won't want to have anything to do with you because they'll say you're too deep, you're too straight, you're too strict, praise God, but this is really what we need, amen. Now, this other stuff doesn't work. It does not pay to compromise. It does not pay to let down your guard. It does not pay just to be in the in crowd. It doesn't pay, beloved. It's not worth it. It's not worth you losing your anointing. Praise God. You must take a stand for what's truth, for what is true, praise God. And then seducers are enticers, praise God. Amen. And we've read the same scriptures, amen, 1 Timothy 4:1 and 2 Timothy 3:13. So this strong man will become stronger as time progresses because we are in the last days. This spirit targets people who have accepted the Lord Jesus into their lives. And more people are becoming entangled with false doctrines and doctrines of devils, praise God, more and more. And it's sad to see that these things are going on, praise God. But well-known men and women of God who once walked according to the word depart from the faith, and they're giving in to seducing spirits, praise God, and doctrines of devils. So we're encouraging you today, beloved, if you have found that you have a teaching that, amen, is not sound, and you see where the enemy has brought seduction or deception, praise God, and God is uncovering that for what it is. You're beginning to see the truth, the light, praise God. You must take a stand, do the right thing, amen, praise God, amen, even when it comes to just basic things in life, amen, our education and gaining an education and doing all these things that we do to get an education. When we do things the right way, then God can bless us. Don't pick up the worldly tactics and worldly things to get what you want, amen. Do things right, praise God, and then God can bless you, because all of this opens areas up to deception. We don't want to be deceived in any kind of way, praise God. Now, if you found, amen, that deception, that you've been in this area, praise God, you can pray, amen, and God will bring you out of it, praise God. He will illuminate the word, praise the Lord, to you. I want to pray this prayer, and then just follow along with me and pray. Dear Father, forgive me for allowing the world to creep into my heart and life. I can see how deceptive the enemy is, and I know only your word can guide me through the spiritual minefields that lie ahead. I promise to read your word each day and seek your guidance for my life. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind your seducing spirits. According to Matthew 18:18, it says, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. I realize you are trying to cause me to depart from the faith, so I command you to leave me alone from this moment on. I choose to follow Jesus. And that leaves you out, Satan. So go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for freeing me from the evil spirits that were trying to deceive me. I loose the Holy Ghost in my life. according to Matthew 18:18, that says, whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the victory over every power of the enemy. And we appropriate the mind of Christ to be ours according to your promises. Amen. Praise God, beloved. You prayed that prayer. Amen. Freedom is yours in the name of Jesus. And I speak peace to your mind. I speak peace to your heart. I speak peace to your soul in the name of Jesus. If you are in a fellowship even, and you know that there's deceptions going on and all these things, praise God, you begin to pray and seek the face of God. Ask God for freedom and liberty in your spirit, in your mind. Praise God. You stand for the truth and you walk in the truth. Walk in the light of the word. Praise God. God will, he will be with you. Amen. Praise God. He will strengthen you and he will encourage you, beloved. Be encouraged and know that God loves you. God cares for you. He cares about everything that you may be going through right now. Praise God. Now, so we have talked about the seducing spirit, which is a stronghold. Praise God. A strong man. Praise the Lord. But we can pull that thing down in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Now, we thank God for the word today. We thank God for you listening. We thank God, amen, for all that he is doing. Praise the Lord. Now, we want to make a very special announcement before we close the broadcast on this coming Sunday. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a very special service, a service, if you will. It's a broadcast, amen. But we're going to have a special guest on with us on this coming Sunday. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Teresa Samuel will be with us. Praise God, a powerful woman of God. Amen. It has a word from the Lord. Amen. And we're excited that she will be coming on the air and sharing with us. Praise the Lord. In the word of the Lord, she will be ministering the word. She will be praying. Amen. As the Lord gives her, ministering under the unction of the Holy Ghost. So we invite you, if you would like to call in on that broadcast and listen in, you can. Our guest call-in number is 718-664-9578. Now, the time of that broadcast will be Sunday evening, and I believe that will be April the 3rd, and at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That will be 8 p.m. East Coast Time, praise God, and that will be 6 p.m. Mountain Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we're in the Central Time area, so it will be 7 p.m. Praise God. We will be on the air, and Evangelist Teresa Samuel will be with us. She will be ministering the word of the Lord. So we are inviting you to join us on that broadcast. It will be a special broadcast, praise God. From time to time, as God opens the way, we will be bringing on different ministers to minister the gospel, to minister the word, praise God. So we're excited about this, praise God. We thank God for the opportunity, amen, to share in the word of the Lord, praise God. So we ask that you would join us, praise God, in this special service. Now we will be back on the air in the morning. The Lord say the same. Praise God. We will pick up on another teaching, praise God. And so we just ask that you stay encouraged, praise the Lord, that you continue to seek God and continue to pray and be encouraged and know that God loves you and he cares about you, beloved. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. And we thank God for the ministry. We thank God for what he is doing, amen, in this hour. Praise the Lord. We're excited about what God is doing. Amen. We just ask that you visit our website, praise God, www.wopministries.org. Praise God. There are a lot of information there. Our upcoming conference, and we will be advertising that even more as time goes by. Praise God. Visit our website. Drop us an email. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. My time is just about gone for today, but we thank God for you, beloved, and we pray the strength of the Lord will be yours. We pray the blessing of God will be yours. Stay with Jesus. Stay encouraged and know that God loves you, beloved. Until we meet again, God bless you.